Nolte, John Stewart's stupid meltdown over conditional federal wildfire aid falls flat. By John Nolte on January 15, 2025. Former comedian John Stewart proved himself insulated and tone-deaf Monday as he raged against Republicans who want conditions attached to any federal wildfire aid sent to California. Before we begin, let's use a word that hits John Stewart like holy water hits a vampire: context. For those residual few who still get their news from John Stewart, you John Stewartards, most federal money comes with conditions. Stewart wants you to believe this is somehow unprecedented when the truth is that states frequently have to meet certain conditions to receive federal monies. Conditions attached to federal money is as usual as it gets. The problem now is Republicans appear to want to attach their I told you so's as a condition of funding California's disaster relief, Stewart raved. What the fuck is wrong with you? Really, Senator from Alabama, the state near the bottom in math, reading, and test scores. Next time you get hit by a hurricane, why don't we have a little parent-teacher conference to say that if you got your scores up, you would get the money? Stewart ranted. Or actually, let's not do that, because you'll get the money anyway, because we're not psychos. That is psychotic. We're going to stop here for just a moment to point out Stewart's dishonesty. Please do tell me, Mr. Stewart, what exactly can be done to stop the hurricane or stop the spread of a hurricane? I can think of a bunch of things California and its feckless Democrat leaders could have done to prepare for these fires that would have made a difference, and I'll list those below. Comparing a hurricane to a fire is like comparing John Stewart, well, to a comedian. But this is where Stewart lost pretty much everyone on the right and left, especially those in Southern California. Stewart's dishonesty is so breathtaking that even the far-left Hollywood Reporter called him out, something I have never seen before. One of Stewart's jabs rang a bit hollow, however, mocking the widespread criticism that better forest and brush management might have helped prevent or slow the fires, when experts have repeatedly said that this is an actual issue that has not been properly addressed. You have to rake the leaves, shut down the illegal elf tree cookie, he sarcastically said and then showed a clip of a raging inferno. Fire fucked a tornado. Rake your way out of that. Anyone who truly cares about the safety of their fellow citizens would welcome conditions attached to federal aid that would force California Democrats to do what they have refused to do for the better part of a decade, and that is adequately prepare for wildfires with common sense measures. An honest person who identifies as a comedian would ridicule those who profess to believe in global warming, who warn of worsening weather, including wildfires, and then fail to prepare for their own prophecies. If you read between the lines, Stewart is basically saying this. Helpless California Democrats couldn't clear the brush. Helpless California Democrats couldn't do controlled burns. Helpless California Democrats couldn't build the reservoirs voters demanded in a referendum about a decade ago. Helpless California Democrats had to cut the fire department budget. Helpless California Democrats couldn't ensure the hydrants would pump water. Helpless California Democrats couldn't create a power grid that could be shut off in emergency fire areas. Helpless California Democrats couldn't hire firefighters based on merit. Helpless California Democrats couldn't create fire breaks. Helpless California Democrats couldn't fix a system that took 45 minutes to get to the fire. Helpless California Democrats couldn't stop Mayor Bass from traveling to Ghana, which delayed the federal response. Helpless California Democrats couldn't bury power lines. Helpless California Democrats couldn't fix a reservoir before the Santa Ana winds hit. Helpless California Democrats couldn't stop themselves from spending $30 billion a year on illegal aliens instead of fire prevention and preparedness. It's no one's fault when a fire fucks a tornado or something. Hashtag-based Mallory makes another excellent point rebutting Stewart's nonsense propaganda. California has been a one-party state for the better part of a decade, and these basic common-sense preparation measures were ignored by the very people who, one, fear-monger about worsening wildfires, and two, have an annual budget of over $300 billion. A decent person would be thrilled if federal aid came with conditions that forced California Democrats to do what they have so far refused: everything possible to protect the lives and property of its citizens. In his defense, John Stewart is a firefighter. No matter the danger to his credibility and integrity, he's the first on the scene to put fires out for Democrats. Clown. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.